Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Bill Diffenderfer back on the show. Bill is a former executive with IBM. He also is the founder of Skybus Airlines and the author of a couple of outstanding books, including The Samurai Leader, and his new book is called A Bank of Last Resort. He's our friend, Bill Diffenderfer. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be on it.
It's good to have you on. One of the reasons I'm glad to have you on, Bill, is your name is maybe one of the few that's a tiny bit harder to pronounce than my name.
So, well, people remember us, therefore.
Yeah, we can never let our children marry, though, right? We can never hyphenate it.
Yeah, no, I would not do that to anybody.
That would be too cruel, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, one of the things that I know you've been working a lot on that I wanted to ask you about. When I hear, look, I've been complaining about Wall Street for a long time. I've been saying for a long time that Wall Street is working at cross purposes with Main Street, and I believe that. But I differentiate Wall Street from major corporations. Some people don't, but I think that's important from big businesses, for example. And when I hear people vilifying big business, and then on the other hand, they're talking about how great small businesses are, and yet basically they're what they don't realize is that when you talk about any business in a negative way, that becomes collateral. That makes small businesses part of the collateral damage. What do you think?
I think that's exactly right. You know, people forget how interrelated business is. Small business buys an awful lot of product from big business.
Yep.
That means if you overregulate big business, if you make it difficult for big business to succeed, their costs are going to go up. So big business costs go up, their prices go up. If their prices go up, the product that small businesses buy from big business goes up. If small business costs go up, their prices have to go up. Their revenue, their profit goes down. They don't grow as much.
Well, here's the thing, Bill. You're exactly right. And the problem is, and this is where sometimes big businesses get vilified, and sometimes I get aggravated at them too. If their prices go up and I can't buy from them, they'll just go to another country. They can do that. I can't do that as a small business. I'm planted in the ground.
Absolutely right.
And when you talk about raising prices, they can raise their prices probably, certainly better than I can. Small businesses have very little leverage when it comes to pricing power.
And you know, the other thing people forget is big businesses also use small businesses. You know, whether it's some kind of special programming service, big businesses are big buyers of small businesses' services and products.
There's no question about it, Bill. You hit it right on the head. And I'll tell you, that's been going on now for about 20 years or so. But in the late 80s, the move began to you know, the downsizing started happening when, as you know, 30 years ago, when you drove up to a plant, the man who cut the yard, who mowed the yard was an employee of the company. The man who was painting the walls outside was an employee of the company. The lady answering the phone inside was an employee of the company.
Right.
Today, neither one of those three people might be, none of those people might be employees. They might be contractors.
Absolutely.
And they're
right.
Probably contractors from some local small business.
And that's a great thing. This is one of the reasons why the small business economy has grown so much.
That's right.
But the thing that small business have to do, and this is really why I'm happy to be on your show, because I know I'm speaking right to them right now. You know, roughly half the people that work in this country work in small businesses.
A little over half, actually.
And yet they don't vote accordingly. They don't vote in order to build their businesses.
Tell us some more about that.
Well, let's talk about what we have.
I agree with you, by the way.
what we have going on right now is a very important election that comes up in a little over 2 months. And what's really at stake is the House of Representatives and the Senate. Now, I would hope that every small business, whether they are Republican or Democrat, and this is not about which politics they go that way.
Right.
What they should do is they should go and demand that whoever gets elected understands the plight of small business and how to make it grow. Because
right.
they all talk that way, but they don't know what they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the small businesses need to tell them, and they need to put their vote where their business is.
You and I agree on one thing. The problem is not Republican or Democrat. The problem is the political class.
Yes.
Hold on to that thought. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. His book is called A Bank of Last Resort. And he and I will be right back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here are the Stones to take us out. Welcome back. 17 till, Little Platters bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And by the way, the poll question on our homepage is about China. What do you think about China? China's become the second largest economy, supplanting Japan now. After all these years, it's become the second largest economy in the last quarter. And what do you think? Is China going to be a problem for your small business? Is it going to be a benefit, or do you care? We ask those three questions, and if you'll answer the question, then when you click on your answer, you'll be able to see what other people have said so far, and including your vote. So check it out, and don't forget all the other things: the articles, the archives. My blog is there, the knowledge base, lots of stuff. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. He's the author of A Bank of Last Resort. We're talking about some of the things what ails America these days. Bill, do you think capitalism as we know it, the ism that's gotten us to where we are today, good, bad, and the ugly, do you think it's in jeopardy?
I think it's in jeopardy from us. I think that a lot of people
Pogo was right.
Exactly.
We have seen the enemy, and he is us.
Yep, exactly. And the reason we're questioning it is because we've allowed ourselves to get too far away from what I think the core of America is. Core of America is an independent person who looks out there and goes, how can I make life better for me and my children? And always in the past, the answer has been, I can do it, and the country's going to help me do it. There's a rising tide. I'm going to be part of that. Well, now we've gotten ourselves to the point where we think we're so rich, we don't have to do the hard work anymore,
mm-hmm.
that we have enough money to do everything. And that's just a lie. So I think with this political cycle, we have to get back to our roots, which is, you know, the old success story of how I'm going to help my children get educated, and then they're going to go out there and get good jobs, and we're all going to grow together. And that's the part that we need to get back to. That's the essence of capitalism. It's help a small man with his family go out there and grow to be a big success.
Well, and the beauty of capitalism is that we get to decide. We can be successful at lots of different levels. We can be successful with a tiny organization. We can be successful with one in the middle, or take it all the way to, you know, to Wall Street and go public. And that's the beauty of it. You know, But there are some things that are against that right now, and one of them I think is the attitude among too many people in Washington that they have a better answer than we do here on Main Street. What do you think?
I think they don't listen to Main Street. They don't understand it. And in this political cycle, I'm going to ask people who are listening to think seriously about doing one thing. If they're about to vote for a politician who has no business experience, don't vote for that person, because that person will not all of a sudden know what to do to help Main Street. They don't get it. They don't understand. They don't even like it. They don't like Main Street business because they've never been a part of it.
You know, and people might be surprised to hear that there are people like that, people who not only don't know anything about the marketplace, don't know anything about how the economy works, they might be surprised to find that there are people who actually revile business, who actually you know, have a very low opinion, who think business owners in general, they don't really pick on small businesses, but they have a low opinion of business owners in general. They might have a hard time believing that there are people like that. But Bill, over the years, I've interviewed, I don't know how many dozens and dozens of small business champions, people who've won awards. And I've called their members of Congress over the years and asked them to join me on my show to congratulate them.
Right.
I've actually had people who turned me down, and I was convinced in such a way that they turned me down not because they didn't have the time, but because they didn't want to be part of anything that celebrated business.
Exactly.
Now, folks, that's real. I've done this. I've been doing this now for a long time, Bill, and I've been, you know, this isn't my first rodeo. I know when I'm being dissed. And I'm telling you, that happened to me many times, not a majority of the time, but enough times that it made me say, you know, there are people up there in Washington who don't like me or my kind.
And let me give you a very practical application of that. We know that small business grows on the basis of getting available capital. At a certain point, you need to grow your business. You need to get a bank loan. You need to get money into your business. Maybe it's done through tax policy with depreciation, you know,
right.
extra depreciation.
You've got to leverage capital. You can't just have capital in the beginning because you don't have enough. You have to leverage.
Right. Okay. So we know small businesses grow on the basis of available capital. If people in Washington do not understand that, they don't understand how you actually make that happen, they don't understand the absolute importance of it, then they won't do those things that are necessary.
Right.
They'll talk about it. They'll say the right things, but they won't do the right things.
Well, actually, you know, Bill, right now I think they're saying the wrong things. They've been saying the wrong things. That's what I think. See, what I think is part of the wrong with the economy is not just the structural things, because Bill, we've overcome structural things before. I think we've been hearing things that make us not want to work, you know, to grow and to take chances. When we hear things like, you know, this health care bill that we still don't know how much it's going to cost us.
Right.
We don't know if the tax cuts are going to be renewed or not. How can we plan for 2011 pricing and profit margins if we don't know what our cost of doing business is?
The one thing you sure don't do is you don't hire more people.
That's right. And how about the card check bill that threatened to unionize as many companies as they could? That doesn't make me want to hire more people.
Absolutely not.
And they don't realize that kind of language, a cap and trade is another example. That kind of language, they don't realize what a dent that puts in our motivation out here on Main Street. And that's what they got to stop doing, folks. Talking about those things, focusing on those things. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. He's the author of A Bank of Last Resort. Bill, tell us about how we can find your book.
Well, you can find it on Amazon, you know, or BarnesandNoble.com. It's easier to find it online than it is in the stores because it's been out a while.
Right.
But I think that the message of A Bank of Last Resort that I'd like to just go back to here is that the Bank of Last Resort is a novel, but it's written very truthfully, very much based on fact, and it's about the role we have to have with our banks. You and I have had some discussions about this because the banks have not done the job they need to do. They need to focus on growing businesses. That's what they're.
And when you say banks, now I think we should differentiate between Wall Street banks, the large national banks, and the regional independent community banks.
Very fair. But what I'm going to say, I'm going to speak to all of them because in all cases, now some of them have been worse actors than others. A lot of the local banks have been heroes.
The local banks are heroes. Independent community banks are heroes.
Right. But they all have to deal with a regulatory environment that in many cases is not actually supportive of what the banks most need to do.
Absolutely.
And whether it's the local bank that is burdened by regulations that are tying it down, or the big banks, the Wall Street giants that are focusing on profits at the personal expense of their own bankers and not at the expense of their shareholders, and there's a difference. we need to examine how best to build the capital structure of this country that helps us grow forward.
What do you, so earlier you said that small business, that especially small business owners, which, you know, and Bill, I've done a little math myself on this, and I believe that the combination of employees and owners of small businesses in America amount to at least one third of the population of America, at least 100 million people.
Oh, that's absolutely right.
And so if we could, our biggest problem in small business, Bill, and see, I believe that what's good for small business is good for the world. So if you accept that, then I don't have a problem saying to small business owners, if you'd like to change the world, get organized and do what you said earlier. Vote for the thing, for the issues and the people that are good for that are going to support your small business.
That are going to understand it.
Yeah.
There are too many politicians do not understand business, whether they like it or not, to your point, and I think you're right, a lot of them actually scorn it. But the fact of the matter is they've never done it. There are lots of candidates running for election in 2 months that have no business experience.
Right.
Do not
Zero.
Expect them to understand your small business.
Right. And if they're lawyers, all they're going to think about, you know, they're going to have a different attitude. Now, I'm not trying to vilify lawyers because I have, you know, at all. But I'm telling you, I just think that somebody who knows nothing about the marketplace, who is a lawyer, then becomes a politician. I just don't like that combination.
Well, I'll frame it slightly differently since I was a lawyer, too. I was a business lawyer. I helped businesses grow.
Right.
What a trial lawyer knows about a business may or may not be very much, you know. So, again, I'm trying to get people who represent us who actually understand us.
Bill, one of the things that I think we've got to do, and I don't know how to do this. I'd like for your thoughts on this. We've got to figure out how to rein in the federal government. And let me give you one example. Why do we pay these people if they don't get their job done? why if you don't do your job, do you get paid?
I don't, exactly.
Why, if they don't pass a budget, if they don't get their basic ducks in order up there, they still get paid. Why do we do that?
Well, you know, it's real simple, because we are listening to them as opposed to them listening to us.
How do we fix that?
We fix it by, and this is going to be political, but I'm sorry, it's the way it is. Big government does not help small business.
Yeah.
They like to talk to us. It doesn't. Big government hurts small business.
I agree.
Because it increased small businesses' cost structure. When you increase costs, you decrease profit and revenue growth.
Well, it also, big government also crowds businesses, especially little businesses, out of the market.
Exactly. And then they don't even do business with little business, small business a lot of times.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, give us a website, please.
Just go to Amazon and buy a Bank of Last Resort, or go to GoAmericaProject.com.
GoAmericaProject.com.
Also.
Bill, thanks for being here.
Good political area there.
Appreciate it very much for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Bill Diffenderfer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, and we'll talk about this. We'll continue to get his ideas on this thing right up through the election. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.